When you picture a typical farm, chances are you probably think of a farm just like Frank Baffy's. He grows corn and oats on his land. He's got chickens, a couple of horses, two ducks, about 30 beef cows, and in this fading red barn, he's got pigs. In fact, the pigs have been the most profitable thing he's raised on this farm. Baffy says he used to sell more than $50,000 worth of pigs on his farm every year. It was enough to make a living on. But as time went on, selling pigs became less profitable. In the 1980s, his expenses went up, and the price he could get for his pigs went down. Baffy says he was faced with a decision. It was the same decision that many small livestock farmers faced at the time.
I think it was just a general, a whole trend that if you weren't big, you had to get out. And it was just like if you're milking 20 cows, well, if you was milking 30, you know, or if you was, you got 30, oh, well, the guy, you got to be milking 100. Well, then all of a sudden, they get there and they find out that the reason they're not making any money is they're not getting enough money for what they sell.
Frank Baffy blames the drop in prices on the increase in global trade. He says U.S. producers started to compete with operations overseas, where expenses can often be cheaper. To keep up, producers in the U.S. got more efficient, and as they did so, prices continued to drop. Baffy says he tried to get bigger, but he just didn't have the money. But just down the road, there's a pig farm that is making a profit. Frank Baffy's neighbor is Bruce Barton. His dad started the family in the hog business in the 1950s. Barton says early on, his dad could see what was coming.
He pretty much expanded because he could see that the small farmers were struggling to survive. You know, he had to feed in larger lots and sell your hogs in larger lots. He could see that was coming, and that was the way it was going to be in the future. There's going to be less margin for each hog. You just had to have more.
The Bartons raised about 11 pigs when they started out. Now they raise about 100,000. That may seem like a lot, but their operation is small compared to those that raise over 1 million hogs a year. The size of these big farms trouble many environmentalists. The farms have to deal with large volumes of manure. On average, one pig can generate close to 2 tons of manure a year. Multiply that by 1 million, and you get the picture. Smaller farmers can spread the manure as fertilizer on their land without much problem. And large farms can use the manure too. It's just that they need a lot of land to spread the manure on. If they put too much on a field, it can pollute streams and drinking water wells. And researchers say these farms are only going to get bigger. Jim McDonald researches farming trends for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says small farmers can make a go of it if they're able to find a niche market, like producing organic meat and milk. But McDonald says the demand for these niche products is still tiny compared to the demand for things like chicken nuggets and hot dogs.
The overall trend so far, I think, continues to be towards larger operations producing what we might call a generic or commodity-like products, and their prices continue to fall.
Prices are falling because these farms continue to get bigger and more efficient. That means fewer and fewer people are farming. So the idyllic picture we have of the small farmer is fading. Last year, Frank Baffy lost more than $1,000 on his farm. He mainly relies on his Social Security check for his income. A row of empty metal crates line his barn.
And this is where I'd have pigs, and this is where they would have their babies. They're probably all used up, but I just haven't had the heart to tear them out. Because I always thought that I'd could get, you know, at least get back to where I was. And the way it looks, you know, the profitability in this thing, it don't look like I'm going to go there.
So the choices you make at the grocery store influence how farms are changing. It's only normal. Most of us pick the cheaper product. But some people who live near these large facilities say consumers don't know the full cost of their choices. For the GLRC, I'm Mark Brush.